This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The latest U.S.-South Korean military exercises are over. The top U.S. envoy for North Korea is in Seoul. Everything seems to be in place for the resumption of long-delayed working-level talks with North Korea. Everything, that is, except for Pyongyang. The envoy, Stephen Biegun, says the United States is prepared to re-engage, quote, as soon as we hear from our counterparts in North Korea. Biegun is on a three-day visit to South Korea.
President Trump gave me and my team the assignment to restart working level negotiations with North Korea, as agreed by Chairman Kim, to successfully implement the four commitments the two leaders made in Singapore.
Australians are reacting to the latest court ruling against Cardinal George Pell. He listened as his conviction for sexually abusing children today was emphatically upheld. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports on the decision.
Outside the court, Chrissy Foster, who campaigns for victims of clerical abuse, said she welcomed the ruling.
Just a wonderful, wonderful day for survivors, for victims. I think it sends a message that justice will be served no matter how high you are or how old you are or, you know, what your job is. This is a crime. It's against children, that innocence just taken and destroyed.
George Pell is the most senior Catholic figure worldwide to be guilty of child sexual abuse. But this case might not be over. His legal team is considering challenging his convictions in Australia's High Court.
Phil Mercer filed that report for VOA from Melbourne. Pell faces a minimum of more than 3 years in prison before he is eligible for parole. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled a scheduled meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark because she will not discuss a sale of Greenland to the United States. Mr. Trump was scheduled to be in Denmark in 2 weeks, but he said based on the comments from the Prime Minister, the trip was off. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban for an end to nearly 18 years of fighting in Afghanistan is heading back to Qatar to resume talks. Meanwhile, President Trump says he believes the Taliban insurgents are eager for a settlement. VOA's senior White House correspondent Steve Herman has a report.
The U.S. president, answering reporters' questions in the Oval Office Tuesday, said it is possible neither he nor the Taliban might agree to terms that would lead to a withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan after 18 years of fighting.
The Taliban would like to stop fighting us. They would like to stop fighting us. They've lost a lot.
Asked by a reporter if the Taliban can be trusted, Trump replied, "Nobody can be trusted," and described Afghanistan as the Harvard University of terrorism. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
President Trump and Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro are both confirming reports that the Trump administration is talking with officials of the Maduro regime. Mr. Trump did not identify the Venezuelan officials involved, saying only that the discussions are at a very high level. In a televised address, Maduro said talks with the U.S. have been going on for months. Opposition leader and U.S.-recognized interim Venezuelan leader Juan Guaido told VOA Spanish that members of Maduro's inner circle reaching out to Washington are trying to save themselves. President Trump has a new theme these days that the United States is not looking at a recession ahead. It is a view in sharp contrast to that of a cross-section of economic forecasters. They cite warning signs that the world's biggest economy is facing an economic stall. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
More economists now say they fear a recession's coming in the next 2 years or so. A strong economy is key to the president's re-election bid, so the White House has been trying to shout down those concerns.
I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate.
He acknowledges he's considering cuts to capital gains and payroll taxes, but says he does that all the time. It has nothing to do with a potential recession. His big concern now is the Federal Reserve, which the president says must lower interest rates.
If the Fed would do its job, I think would have a tremendous spurt of growth.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Sudan's pro-democracy movement and the army have formed a joint ruling body, formally disbanding the military council that took over power after the ouster of longtime Sudanese leader Omar al-Bashir in April. The new 11-member sovereign council is to rule Sudan for a little over 3 years until elections are held. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.